Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So let me get this straight. The squad leaders, two of them, Cori Bush and Rashida Tlaib, voted against a bill to ban Hamas terrorists from the United States. Folks, do we live in an upside-down, topsy-turvy, going-crazy world? I think that's the technical term for what's happening out there. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. We are here on the Thursday edition of the show. Glad to be with you. It is Friday Eve. I'm just going to say that. I think that's going to give us a little bit more of that oomph, right, to get through Thursday to make it to Friday. All right. And if you've had a week like I've had, I think you'd probably agree. All right. Well, once again, folks, as we said, welcome back, everybody. Welcome to everybody listening on AM 860, everybody on AM 930, of course, in Sarasota, and everybody along the GCN network. We really appreciate everybody at GCN. They distribute the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. And we are glad to be with you this morning. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And again, we're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have a question or comment for Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message. And I appreciate your message, Mr. K., listening on 9:30, The Answer. And yes, I think we'll take a look at that here in just a few moments with Denise. But let's go ahead and welcome Denise back. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, one of the things, of course, we were talking about, you know, the Houthi attack, they shot down the missile and so forth. But one of the things that I wanted to ask you about this morning was Anthony Blinken, basically this idea that the United States would be ready to unilaterally recognize a Palestinian state at the end, quote-unquote, of the Israel-Hamas war. How do you think that would play? Because Israel has signaled that they're not interested in that right now.
Well, and I think the Palestinians have pretty much said the same thing. So Blinken is trying to square a round hole here. And it's just not going to work. I mean, they can just kind of tout that whole thing for as long as they want. But if there's going to be any notion of that, then go put it in the Sinai.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Because, well, for one thing, you know, Israel is going to, and I was addressing some of this a little bit earlier, but Israel has said, and I think it's a de facto at this point, they're going to be so hawkish and so responsible for security in that region, all around them, whenever this thing actually does come to an end. And I think I'd like to get your opinion on what you think the end of the war looks like.
Well, that's what I was just getting ready to say. We don't know what an end looks like. You know, you can defeat Hamas, I think. Okay, but Hamas is part of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. So there you have that whole issue. And you've got the Houthis that are standing in solidarity with the Palestinians, allegedly, which is the reason they're doing what they're doing. So that's another part of this conflict, this military conflict that Israel is part of, and the United States, and the West. So what does the end look like? And when does that happen? 2 years from now? 1 year from now? 6 months from now? We have no idea. So I'm not really worried about this whole two-state solution thing. Because two states, they call it a solution. It's not a solution, period, end of report. But
right, exactly. Well, you know, they're saying that this was more than likely a leak from the State Department of this notion about the unilaterally recognizing a Palestinian state. But is that there to bolster the Biden administration in the eyes of the voters, or is it to show that there's a bigger rift between us and Israel at that point?
Yes and yes.
Okay.
It's not an either or.
Yeah. Yeah, well, again, I mean, there's all this politics involved in it. And to some degree, Denise, what do you think? Do you think that some of this holding back, for lack of a better expression, by the administration on these responses, is that because of political ramifications as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'm 3 for 3 so far.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. But yes, exactly. And this is where I think we're really running into some trouble.
Well, this administration, it thinks it knows what it wants to do, but it doesn't know how to get there. So, pulling back support and aid and so forth for Israel is bubbling to the surface now in a big way. I would say the same thing when it comes to Ukraine. And certainly the same thing when it comes domestically. They just, you know, there's a fascinating video that James O'Keefe put out yesterday because he went undercover and interviewed this cat that works in the White House. This cat in cyber, by the way. And he talks about, I mean, O'Keefe was kind of disguised. So go find it, ladies and gentlemen, because this cat's supposed to be so good. But in it, he also talked, it is John, but he also talked about the fact that the people over at the State Department are a bunch of prima donnas.
Mm-hmm.
And that they feel like they just rule everything. That's one part of what came out. And the second part is that they clearly know that the Democrats clearly know, the White House people clearly know they have a problem with Biden. But he said, nope, he's absolutely going to be the candidate. Nobody's going to replace him. And they want to get rid of Kamala Harris, but they can't get rid of Kamala Harris because it would look terrible. They would lose the black vote because she's the first female biracial.
Right. It's a sticky wicket for them. There's no doubt about it. Yeah.
And then the guy, he didn't know what to do, and James O'Keefe actually reveals to him who he is.
Oh, so, very cool. Well, I tell you what.
Yeah, go find that video, ladies and gentlemen. It's on social media.
Indeed. Well, stay right there, Denise. Folks, we're coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And my feet filled up like lead. You got my shirt tail flying all over the place, and the bed popping out of my head. She said, I hate boss and uncle, baby, keep on working, cause there ain't no time to quit. She said, go boss and uncle, baby, keep on dancing, I'm about to have myself a fit.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Hey, we got a great message, by the way, from Frederick, listening to The Answer Tampa. AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, but by way of New York City. So we appreciate that, Frederick. And he says, hey, Kyle, thanks basically for playing Mr. Blue Sky. It reminded him of being a senior in high school. So, yeah, that's my pleasure. I really liked Mr. Blue Sky. I always thought that was – it was such a cool song because it's a little off the beaten path. And but it's definitely, I think, one of ELO's best songs ever. And again, I if you love that clanging cymbal, that's I think it's so cool. But at any rate, thank you, Frederick. I'm glad to hear from you, and thanks for the great message. All right, let's head on over and talk with Denise Simon, of course, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Yeah, so I got to ask you, though, you know Mr. Blue Sky, right, by ELO?
I think I do.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool song. But at any rate, I'll tell you what, you know, you were just saying before to go and find that video by James O'Keefe. Do people just, how do they find that? Do they just search it on Google, or what's the best way?
They can go over to Twitter. You don't necessarily have to be a subscriber of Twitter, but he's published it a couple of places, so it's fascinating.
Indeed, indeed. Well, you know, just here briefly, let's turn over to a little bit of politics.
Yeah.
Because, shall we? Say what?
I said, shall we? Yesterday was a very, very busy day on the Hill.
Yes, it was. Go ahead.
Some fascinating hearings, least of which it was the social media giants. There was a Senate hearing, and Zuckerberg was tarred and feathered.
In a big way.
Very, very big way. And it was really quite revealing. So
There were several moments, especially the one where Senator Hawley actually had him, you know, asked Zuckerberg if he'd like to stand up and apologize to the parents. And he said, go ahead, you're on national TV. And all these parents were sitting in the gallery. They held up pictures of their victim children, in some cases dead children. Zuckerberg got up, which was quite the moment. It was a feeble apology, but nonetheless, he did stand up and say that he was sorry. What he was sorry for was a little shaky, but nonetheless. Then there was a hearing on UNRWA. Then there was a hearing, this one was particularly chilling, on from our agencies regarding cyber. And there were three particular moments, well, for me there were at least, where FBI Director Christopher Wray talked about China and what China has done. And it is really terrifying because they, Christopher Wray said, it, interestingly enough, this morning, meaning yesterday morning, they had determined that hundreds and hundreds of routers in the United States had been exploited by China, the Chinese Communist Party. And these routers affect our infrastructure, meaning that if we thought the Colonial Pipeline thing was bad news, this trumps it exponentially. The water systems across the United States, the power systems across the United States, the traffic systems, TSA, air traffic control, internet, cell phones. I mean, it was chilling. And he said, if he put every single cyber expert here in the United States together to address the problem, we are still outnumbered by China's hackers 50-1.
That is chilling. And
terrible.
Yeah, exactly. And I hate to say this, but there's a lot of outdated routers out there, for one thing.
Well, it's not so much that. It's just that they got control.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think that they are addressing that in some cases, fixed them. I don't know all those details. But it was a terrifying. I mean, I came away with whatever I need to do in the next couple of days. I need to go buy some huge, you know, gallon, those big, huge jugs of water. And just keep them stored here, you know, 10 of them or so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's
like an EMP.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
it's the same effective thing without having to explode a nuclear weapon,
an EMP, yes.
Right, exactly. And
the other interesting thing on the Hill
mm-hmm.
is that H.R. 6678, I think it was, yesterday in the House. Yeah, H.R. 6678. It is a bill that says any illegals will be deported for Social Security fraud. For Social Security fraud. In order for these people to work, they have to have some kind of Social Security number, unless they work under the table.
Right.
155 Democrats voted against it.
Well, are you surprised?
Well,
yeah.
Not all of them did, but 155 of them. And our famous little Democrat, Dan Golden, who's a lawyer, by the way, that lives off of some huge, huge wealthy trust fund, he voted against it. And he's a lawyer. So one is that they don't care about Social Security fraud. That's what that's saying. And two, they don't care that illegals are committing the fraud. And there shouldn't be any consequence. 155. Every person inside that 155 Democrats should be voted out.
Well, sure. Because, you know, you can't even, that's just a non-starter. Most Americans would be so outraged
by hearing something like that, because obviously, you know, Social Security is supposed to be there for them. They paid into it and so forth. And then all this level of fraud, but that's because the Democrat Party elite, again, this is like part of their agenda to simply destabilize everything for some other, you know, nefarious reason, basically.
Debbie Dingell. She voted against it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's supposed to be allegedly one of the more reasonable ones. She voted against it. So, ladies and gentlemen, some of these Democrats, of course, Cori Bush did too, but she herself is in some trouble. But you know, the other one that's supposed to be somewhat reasonable is Garamendi out of California. Nope, he voted against it.
Mm-hmm.
So every one of these, there should be an article in their hometown newspapers.
Well,
about
indeed.
these congresspeople that voted against it.
Indeed, indeed. Well, you know, in the time we have left before we hit the bottom of the hour break, it looks like about more than, this according to Bloomberg, more than half of swing state voters would not vote for Donald Trump if he's convicted of a crime, according to a new Bloomberg News Morning Consult poll. I mean, that can be very, very significant. It depends on what happens in these trials.
Well, I'm also not trusting who was on the list from that was in that poll. And Bloomberg doesn't have any use for Trump anyway, so I'm suspect of that, those results.
Well, that's actually good to hear, but again, you know, both sides, Republicans and Democrats, you know, have a pretty, you know, have almost an Achilles heel to a great degree. But President Trump, I think, is making a great case, no pun intended, that this is all being done to him. He's being unfairly targeted. They're literally ganging up on him. And the American people, Republican or Democrat, in so many ways, they don't like it when somebody is being treated in this particular way, I think.
You know, and Nikki Haley says that chaos follows Trump, which she has neglected to say. And, of course, we can somewhat agree with her statement. But what she has neglected to say is that all of his chaos has come from the left. It comes from the Marxists. It comes from the Democrats.
Right.
She's
neglected to
say that, where this all started.
Well, exactly right. Yeah. And because they have decided that, you know, there will always be... And imagine what Trump accomplished with those headwinds. I mean, that's a huge selling point in and of itself. But I tell you what, stay right there, Denise. Coming up to the bottom of the hour, we'll open up the telephone lines. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Kyle Warren with you. And we are coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Senator Lindsey Graham advocating for a change in the law that shields social media companies from lawsuits. Group of senators questioning tech CEOs about the issue of sexual exploitation of children. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg testified that much has been done.
Over the last 8 years, we've built more than 30 different tools, resources, and features that parents can set time limits for their teens using our apps, see who they're following, or if they report someone for bullying.
Graham expressed dissatisfaction with providing blanket liability protection to social media companies. Continued Iranian-backed attacks against U.S. and British warships in the Red Sea are likely. Houthi militants in Yemen, stating their opposition to perceived aggression by the U.S. and Britain, have expressed their intention to continue with the attacks. Former President Trump is considering hiring a new lawyer to appeal the verdict in the E. Jean Carroll defamation case. John Schaefer, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thursday edition continues as we race through and rocket through hour number three, and it is going by fast. It does go by in a blur, and I don't know how else to explain it. It's some kind of a physics something or other, but nevertheless, we just accept it. We're enjoying it, and we're glad that you're there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number if you have a question or comment for our guest, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. And once again, good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, we did get a direct message, as a matter of fact. This came in earlier. This is coming in from Mr. K. He's listening on 930 The Answer in Sarasota. And he made reference to, I mentioned something earlier about where are we going with all the wars right now. Well, he has got an interesting opinion here, Denise. I wanted to sort of bounce it off you. He's saying the only way the Democrat Party, or Obama 2.0 basically, can remain in power is through martial law. Says 10 million illegals, approximately 150,000 terrorists already here. There could be occurrences throughout the country, quote-unquote, he says. And then Biden and company could suspend a law and elections. And he says there's these communists in the government. There's no doubt about this. This is their playbook, basically, and they're running out of options. And he has some kind words. He says, thanks for the great, for good late-night shows. And we appreciate that, Mr. K, very, very much. Denise, what do you think? I mean, where's the Democrat Party? You know, obviously they've got all these destabilizing things happening.
They won't go to martial law. This administration is... It's too feeble to do anything, much less that. So, no, we wouldn't do that.
Well, I
understand his thinking.
Absolutely.
But no.
Well, but they know that it is destabilizing, and it does create chaos. And getting back to that word chaos again, that's exactly what they know that they're creating, because the opposite of that would be we have to make sure that the border is secure and we don't have chaotic elements coming in. We're not talking about turning off immigration. We're talking about turning off unfettered illegal immigration by the thousands and thousands and thousands.
I kind of go back to the, you know, the 9/11 Commission report. There was a chapter in there about immigration. And, you know, to really address all things immigration. A lot of people don't know this, but George Bush pushed through legislation or signed legislation to build a wall. Of course, you know, again, the Democrats torpedoed that whole thing. So having said that, every single recommendation, including immigration, that came out of, because the 9/11 Commission report had recommendations in it, every single Democrat voted for those recommendations. Mm-hmm. Some of those Democrats are still sitting in their, you know, still have fannies in the House and in the Senate.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. That's funny.
So we're at a, we today, I mean, if for nothing else, we just talked about this vote on the 155 Democrats. What we have today is a pre-9/11 mentality, and they don't care.
Yeah, and that's the worst kind of place to be. Well, I'll tell you, let's head over here to line one. We've got Neil in Henderson, Nevada. He's got a question for you this morning, Denise. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise. Good
morning.
First, you know, Kyle, I'm a, you know, I'm a Humpty fan, but I'm also a huge Bobby Darin fan. Clementine.
Me too.
Oh, yeah.
Mac the Knife. How about mm-hmm. Mac the Knife? That takes me back to a previous lifetime. But anyway, I have two open questions. One you can answer. First of all, how does Israel land the plane? Nobody knows the answer to that. Second question I have is, Denise. The student loan forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Did that go through? Is that happening? Are we paying for that now?
yeah, we're paying for it. The Biden administration ignored the Supreme Court decision.
Well, how was he able to do that? I mean,
exactly.
He can't do this. He can't do it by executive order. It's just unconstitutional. Denise, is this posse comitatus already? You know, it's the beginning of martial law. I mean, come on. What is
Well, I mean,
on?
Yeah, dude, I mean, the Supreme Court has no reach of the law. This really comes from the Department of Justice. And, you know, at this point, do they send out the U.S. Marshals to arrest those people in the... And the Biden administration, Biden himself, for being in defiance of a Supreme Court decision? You know, I've thought about that many times.
Well, you know,
I don't know, but it really comes down to the Department of Justice.
I've made this point before. As of right now, and the Democratic Party lost me a while ago, but our criminal justice system, the Department of Justice, they're bankrupt. It is
yes.
Total joke.
Yes.
Total joke. You know, with the puppeteers in the White House, you know, hopefully things will change in November. I'm not entirely confident, but anybody who could vote for Biden or the Democrats in general, they can't be playing with a full deck of cards. You mentioned something about these 155 Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion is, well, their main objective is to kneecap the Make America a Great Movement, the Make America Great Again movement. It can't be more obvious.
Yeah, well, it's about power as well. I mean, they want to be in power in perpetuity, don't you think, Denise?
When Pelosi was Speaker, there were two bills. There were 10 bills that she was after. And the first two of them, H.R. 1 and H.R. 2, are the most terrifying two bills I had ever seen in my life. And H.R. 2 was particularly terrifying because it was nationalizing elections. The federal government would run the elections.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is that any there would be forced contributions, financial contributions, campaign contributions, I should say, and that the government would match those contributions 10 to 1. So if you made a contribution to a Democrat, federal tax dollars, our money, not that you know we have just loaned over to the federal government, they would match that 10 to 1. So what it was really saying is that in perpetuity, the Democrats would be forced to stay in power by law. Now, obviously, H.R. 1 and H.R. 2 didn't go anywhere, thank God. But that's their thinking.
Well, sure.
You know,
real quick, Neil.
All right, let me just get back to the Constitution is my religion, you know. I know a little bit about it, I think maybe more than most people do, but this drives me crazy about abortion. It's going to be used as a wedge issue.
Yeah.
All the Republican Party has to do, they need billboards across the country that say the president and the Supreme Court have no constitutional jurisdiction authority to regulate abortion, period. It is that.
Yeah, it got sent back to the states. Exactly. It got sent back to the states.
It's the obligation of the state governments to regulate abortion. Okay? I'm seeing this all over in the New York Times, everywhere. You know, Trump is going to take away a woman's right to an abortion. Abortion is legal across the country. Why can't they push back and get that message out there? I just don't understand it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree. Well, they do use it as a wedge issue or as a single voter issue, you know, the one-issue voter, right, Denise?
I suggested 2 years ago that the conservatives, with the help of a lot of these think tanks like, you know, Hoover Institute and Heritage Foundation and AEI and whatnot, they hire a train. And this train goes across the United States several times on, you know, several different rail lines. And each car in this train has an issue. One's education, one's abortion, one's Social Security, one is health care, one is, you know, foreign policy, all these kinds of things. And so there are experts on each of those train cars that are available at any stop to make a presentation. So... you know, they talk about the Trump train. Let's talk about the conservative constitutional train.
I love it. But we're heading out to the break. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Neil and Henderson, thanks for the call. Backham and Bob, I'm sorry we didn't have time to get to you this segment. Hopefully we can do that, hopefully tomorrow. But folks, stay right there because we are coming right back. And Denise, you have a great evening, great morning. Take care. And folks, we're coming right back. Stay right there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When the big rainstorm comes into L.A., I don't know, a whole lot of people may not be walking. That's for sure. Got the atmospheric river getting ready to bear down on Southern California, one after the other, by the way. And so, yeah, we have to batten down the hatches. And I heard one thing saying we might get as much as 5 inches of rain by next week. So in Southern California, that is a lot. And there's going to be flooding, and unfortunately there's going to be a lot of things that will happen as a result of that. But folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. And don't forget, of course, it's the time of the program that we talk with Chris Markowski. He, of course, is the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website where you can find out more about Chris and his program. You can also hear him right here on AM 860 The Answer, 5 a.m. Eastern Times. That's on Saturdays. And then also 5 p.m. Eastern on Sunday afternoons. Again, right here on AM 860 The Answer. And once again, it's great to talk with Chris Markowski. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, Chris, I've been dying to ask you all day what you think about the Fed holding steady on interest rates. Was this expected at this point? But they've also, you know, it doesn't look like they've really given a good indication that they would be cutting rates in the near future, maybe later in the year. What do you think?
I'm going to be honest with you, I haven't really given it much thought because I could care less. being honest, I don't understand what the big deal is. I mean, again, they can change on a dime. It's kind of double speak to some degree. Looks like we're not going to do anything in March, but we could do something. And I quite frankly don't understand, the point. I mean, if they feel something's going to change, the economy's going to change to some degree, who knows, what they're going to do. I'm just saying, you know, bear it no mind. Again, trying to guess what the Federal Reserve is going to do and trying to trade over the short term is a waste of time. Dollar cost average. Be putting money away on a regular basis. This is what's going to make you successful, quite frankly, and that's what you need to do.
Well, indeed. And then, of course, you know, you hear a different story that might say, well, you know, they believe that inflation is sticking around longer, and they don't believe that they would cut rates at this point. But I do know it goes into a lot of perception. People wanting to either sell their home or go buy a big ticket item like a home, they're waiting for those interest rates to come down, but they might be waiting a long time, it looks like. But you know what, Chris?
How far do you think they're going? I mean, if you're really, you know, deciding whether you're going to buy a house and you're worried about, you know, 100 basis points when it comes to, mortgage rates, whatever it may be, I mean, you can always refinance. You know, you're probably doing something you might not want to do. I mean, it's probably not that affordable, or you're really getting too close to it not being affordable if you're that concerned, about rates. So, you know, I would give yourself a little bit of pause if that's what's holding you back. Again, you're trying to bottom tick or top tick. You know, interest rates, you know, come down. Guess what? The price of the home is probably going to go up. So, I mean, you know, either you can afford the house or you can't afford the house.
Yeah, so it could be a double-edged sword, basically. And it's not necessarily the main reason to hold back. And that's actually good information for the homeowners out there, because that's kind of what we hear in a lot of these stories, that they don't want to move because they feel the interest rates are too high. But they were used to those interest rates being low.
Yeah, but if you don't want to move, that's a little bit different. I understand that. You know, people still got very, very low interest rates, and, you know, they're saying, well, maybe I want to downsize and go somewhere else, and they don't want to pay a higher rate. Well, then, you know, if you want to downsize, maybe you're buying a home that's less expensive. I get that, you know, to some degree, but, you know, to go ahead and make a decision, you know, whether or not to buy a home based upon where interest rates are, you need to understand. I mean, obviously we've got supply chain issues right now, which has kept home prices very, very high, and especially been a lot of hot markets a lot of people are moving to. But, you know, usually under normal conditions, I mean, if interest rates come down, mortgage rates come down, then the price of the home goes up.
Indeed. Well, you know what? David Rosenberg, he's evidently a well-known economist. He's saying that to brace for a recession, he thinks that the stock market is going to, that this is all going to trigger a stock market meltdown that's going to be worse than back in 2022. He says that basically labor hoarding and debt-fueled spending just can't shore up the economy for much longer. I mean, again, I love to bounce these things off of you, because it seems like you get a doom and gloom, but then you get somebody who says, no, it's all looking good. And I think people don't know quite what to believe.
Labor hoarding is going to cause what? I haven't heard this one now. What is this? What is
it? Just saying it can't shore up the economy. That along with the debt fueled spending, you know, people dipping into credit cards or this kind of stuff in order to maintain higher levels of spending that we saw, you know, through the holidays. And we know that there's already sort of a pullback on that because people have gotten through Christmas time.
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, I think that, consumer spending is gonna come down. Yeah, I think that that's, you know, expected. And then, you know, you got a slowing in the economy, even though the Federal Reserve can jack up rates, you know, fairly quickly, and move the needle to some degree. So all of these economists, I mean, ever go back and actually take a look at the history of their predictions? Does anybody actually keep a record of this? I mean, we do a better job keeping a record, quite frankly, of, batting averages and sports and all that stuff. But we listen to these same economists and these wizards of smart and their predictions, And what good is their advice? They're wrong more often than not. And again, you know, what does that mean? You know, you go into a recession. Okay, you go into a recession. Market comes down. Well, you know, I've been talking about this on my radio show. So let me explain you something. You know, bull markets are good. You know what's better? Bear markets. Bear markets are great. Because if you're a smart investor, that's when you're buying in. That's you're getting in a lot of great companies on sale. I mean, these things are bound to happen. You know, this is just, you know, the stupidity of most investors out there is that they follow these fools.
Well, indeed. I think maybe Nostradamus has a better track record, I think. You know,
I'll go with Mitch Leo probably does too. So.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, I think we mentioned this a little bit yesterday, but, you know, UPS, of course, laid off some 12,000 managers. They're not drivers, but managers. They have like 85,000 of them, evidently. But that is an indication because the package volume was lower than they thought it would be. But we also have go ahead.
And that's the labor contract. They could see this one coming a mile away. This is back in August. They came out with that new labor contract. Sure, packages are going to come down, but they're going to come down. We're going to lay off 12,000 workers. No, this is all due to the labor contract back in August. They just can't afford it.
Well, and then also in concert with this, we're hearing now, of course, that you got a bunch of tech companies in the Bay Area, and they're laying off. It's not thousands. It's a little under 1,000. But you got companies like PayPal, ChargePoint, Twitch. They're starting to lay people off as well. But generally speaking, I mean, are we going to – and I continue to see things that say in 2024 there'll be other layoffs. You know, where do you see this going, and is this an alarm?
I think that, you know, this is to be expected. I mean, a lot of companies hired during a period of time, and, you know, the thing they see the economy slowing, you need to, you know, cut workers that are unnecessary. I get a kick out of the fact, you know, quite frankly, that, you know, the thousands of people that end up getting laid off. And I'm saying, well, how in the world are these companies? What exactly were these people doing at the companies that, you know, was so useful that, the company was able to lay that many people off? I mean, that's just, you know, ridiculous inefficiencies, and many companies thinking that they were going to grow way too fast. That's just poor management. I mean, you got to come in, you got to lay that many people off that quickly. You weren't really great at managing your growth or being that efficient.
Yeah, no, I think that's an excellent perspective. And just, we got about 30 seconds or so. Where do you think AI is going as well in terms of jobs that typically might be customer service or things like that that could be, you know, you could replace people with an AI bot, basically? Is that going to have a huge effect?
I think in certain jobs, I think maybe. I think that the Google, you know, certain jobs that were involved with advertising and you know, where they had people manually trying to, you know, mess around with the ads that were bothering you on a regular basis, they may be able to move that over to AI. Yeah, but I mean, technology comes and goes, and you know, as new top technology comes in, it replaces certain jobs and it creates other jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the tide's gonna fall, the world's gonna end because the new technology has never come to fruition.
No, that is really good to hear. Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street. Thank you. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Bye.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody. Folks, we're going to come back right after the top of the hour. Stay right there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.